We count down the top moments of the week. The week that was here on the K92 Morning Thing.
Yes.
We had tons of things to choose from. I'm actually going to count down the top three, but I'm going to give you a bonus.
Ooh. Oh, wow. We had that much. That's good stuff.
An extra one that didn't quite make it into the top three, but it was just fun because there was a little bit of controversy that went down in our game of hot potato the other day where Monica and Antoine go back and forth in a competition.
Yes.
And I didn't care. I gave Monica the victory. It was me and Monica versus Antoine.
That's what it was.
Oh, it's because you hate Taco Tuesday, I think is what it was. And I just decided, forget it. I don't care. I'm going to pick Monica as the winner, and I'm going to spit in his face pretty much. Let me just declare.
Who wants a taco?
No.
I pick Monica. I don't care.
And there's a text in that says almond was my first word.
I don't care.
Which I thought was the case.
Man. I didn't
cheat it.
I don't remember that.
I literally won every round of this game. I don't remember that.
Monica, do you remember that?
I don't recall.
I don't remember any of that happening.
You're hallucinating.
You're cheating Hannah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you're cheating Hannah, guys.
It's the last taco in your life. Okay. Makes you hallucinate.
You're cheating Hannah.
Hannah made her own choice in this game.
You guys are cheating Hannah. I won every round of this game.
I mean, we were like, Hannah, do you want to be on the side of good or do you hate us? And she's like,
this phone number is Antoine's number.
It is Antoine's number.
Yes. Said yep. Almond, no I wonder. Won the first round.
I believe all those phone numbers are Antoine's.
Yep. Yeah.
He was cheating.
Yeah, he did cheat.
I've written a letter.
What a shame. I have written a letter about this.
Yeah, the tough thing was, and I do believe, Monica, it was one of Antoine's hallucinations from his drug addictions, which is just, I mean.
He had too much placenta.
It's coming back to haunt.
I did no such thing.
The boy was high on polenta. Placenta. What is, I don't even know. Okay, top moments of the week. Let's count it down. Good Lord. Monica, you know what? You're no better.
Oh,
I'm going to tell you that right now. You and this Halloween candy, because Monica keeps bringing in Halloween candy into the radio station just to fatten up the rest of us for Thanksgiving. That's what's going on. She don't eat it
because I'm in keto, ketosis, blah, 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 whatever,
and doesn't even buy Halloween candy to hand out at her house.
No.
So it's just to torment us, you. Stop bringing in Halloween candy, okay? It's not Halloween, and everybody, how much candy do you even have for trick-or-treaters at your house? None, right?
Zero.
All she does is she keeps buying Halloween candy. Oh, she won't hand out candy on Halloween.
You're only buying... See, I'm thinking this is leftover candy that she keeps bringing in.
How can it be leftover if the event hasn't started yet either? That's what
Touché.
I would ask. Okay?
Well, I had a bag at the house where, like, the kids just have, like, a little snack, like a Kit Kat. And I was like, okay, well, that's gone. And I had a bag here as well. And I'm like, okay, it's gone here.
Oh, because we're your children. Yes, of course.
No, but I think it creates the Halloween atmosphere. I haven't had one piece of chocolate, mind you, but.
See?
Then why are you bringing it in?
But it feels right for Halloween.
You don't eat it. All you're doing is fattening all of us up for Thanksgiving. You're stuffing us like a Thanksgiving turkey.
Hansel and Gretel.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to figure out. I'm going to make you.
You have candy around for Halloween.
I'm
going to
make
you
a food. I'm going to make you food next week.
Ooh.
Yeah, some sort of steak. No, just make it like a steak.
That's good.
Yeah, just some sort of protein. Yeah.
That's nice of you.
Yeah, it is. And then here, don't listen to this part. Antoine, I'm going to inject bread into it. I don't know how to do it, but I'm going to figure out how to do that. Well, you know what? You did at least have karma come to get you for what you were doing with the Halloween candy because of what happened to your steak. Monica was all excited to have her leftover steak. Well, karma got her.
I was very excited for my steak and eggs for breakfast.
Uh-huh.
While I wake up. And I forget about my steak and eggs because I'm like, okay, I have a couple pieces of bacon and some eggs. But I'll get that steak later. Well, I leave the house, come back home.
Good.
I like where
the karma train showed up.
Mm-hmm. Finally,
Jared has cooked and eaten the steak
because you said you wanted it for breakfast. You didn't eat for breakfast. Obviously, you didn't want it.
I go looking for that ribeye. Everybody's gone.
Oh, man. I'm so glad.
I hope he breathed on you as soon as you came in. I hope he said.
Oh, I can still smell it in the house. I'm like, yeah, he enjoyed that ribeye.
You would have done the same thing to him. You have done the same thing to him. And yet, how dare he eat your steak? Yep.
I was looking forward to this.
Good.
I kind of blocked that out. Yep.
Well, I'm glad to have brought it back up.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Zach.
Open the wound.
You sit in your wound. You sit over there. I picked that scab. I didn't care. Top moments of the week. Number one. So Antoine was being bad. Monica was being bad. That's really it. I was being good. Y'all were the worst.
You were being good.
No, when it came to the irrational fears, you guys were not helping anybody.
I thought we were helping.
Nope, you were making it worse for everyone. Yeah. We were sharing irrational fears that you have, but on things that'll probably never happen in your life. and you just think, well, I'm afraid someone's going to flush a toilet in a plane and that frozen ice is going to shoot through my house and hit me in the head and kill me. See, and that's what y'all were doing.
That's happened.
No, stop giving people the reason to be afraid. Irrational fear that when I'm driving, if someone behind me starts to follow me through too many turns, I fear that they're following me on purpose. They're going to follow me home and they're going to attack and kill me. So sometimes I purposely turn down the wrong streets just to see what happens.
Yeah.
That's smart. That is totally smart.
That is smart. I mean, I've done it before.
Sometimes make a left turn just to make sure. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask all of you a question who do this, please?
What?
Who do you think you are?
I think I'm being helpful.
Okay, you're not some sort of secret spy. The Russians aren't coming after you. Who's following you? No one's following you.
I don't know.
No, exactly. You don't know. Maybe you actually picked up the wrong purse or something.
That's right.
Yeah. You don't know anything. All right, here's some. I sleep with my pillowcase openings facing in for fear that a snake can wither up the side of the bed and get into the pillowcase. I know something is wrong with me. LOL, Brian in Christiansburg.
There is nothing wrong with you, Brian, because snakes can go up walls.
Tell them.
They can go up walls and trees and everything, so your bed is like nothing.
You are the least helpful people. Not helping at all.
I thought I helped.
Yeah.
I don't think you helped. You scared the crap out of everybody. You think that top moments of the week right there.